Well, it's finally a sunny day, and I stopped in here at the White Gallery in Lakeville, Connecticut, because I know it's got to be time for Blue and Gold at the White. Tino, nice to see you.
Marshall, good to see you, and welcome to the gallery.
So now, you introduced me also, by the way, for the first time, to your co-occupant here.
Absolutely. Sue Schwartz has a wonderful, wonderful studio here with a lot of mid-century modern furniture, etc. And the customers or clients are impressed with the fact that not only can they see art here, but they have an opportunity to look for other things for their home. So it's working out quite well.
All right, so now let's get down to Blue and Gold at the White. So let's go through the particulars on this.
Blue and Gold at the White. Well, it's actually this year, it's going to be running from May 18th to the 20th. The reception will be held on Friday, May 18th from 5 to 7 p.m. We are, as usual, completely unknowledgeable about what kind of art is going to show up, what is going to be displayed. We won't know until the week before when Warren Prindle delivers up to 100 pieces of incredible art done by the students of the high school. And then, of course, we try to curate it in such a way that everybody has enjoys their piece and enjoys being part of the show.
What I love about this is that this really is a curated art show from beginning to end, and it's an art show that you have to earn your way in, like real art shows that the students have to work at. Sometimes it's disappointing for them, they don't get in, but when they get in, it opens up a whole new world for them.
It sure does. And the good news for us is that, you know, the elimination process happens at the school. And I'm almost convinced that there's not a lot eliminated. But then, of course, they're juried here, and that makes a big difference. For many of them, it's the first time that they have something they created up on a wall with other people looking at it and hearing comments about that work. It's a very difficult situation for most artists. And for these kids, though, it's exciting because they're talking about something they created and they have conversations with people. You know, they're here, stand in front of their piece sometimes, and someone will come by and say, "Oh my gosh, you know, why did you think of doing that?" And then you can hear these conversations back and forth. It really is a neat evening.
And what they also get used to is their art is for sale. And this is what a lot of people might not know, that the art that the students hang in this show, in the juried show, is for sale, and it benefits both the artist and the school.
Right. What we have done traditionally now, this is, I think, close to the 14th year. I'm trying to remember exactly what year it is. Traditionally, we set one price for the artwork, and the artist will get 80% of that price, and 20% goes back into the program so that next year they have some money to do things like framing if need be, or mats, you know, so that things come in here looking uniform in some ways.
We're talking with Tino Galluzzo of the White Gallery, and we're talking about the annual exhibition, which really basically opens up the spring season here, which is Blue and Gold at the White. And what I find impressive about Blue and Gold at the White is that it's now encompasses just about any type of art you can imagine. And when I say that, it's not just frame pictures, it's not just photographs, there's sculpture, there's so much that it includes.
Yeah, it is. Actually, we wrote down what was in last year's show because we thought that was kind of interesting. And we had acrylics, watercolors, graphite, pen and ink, charcoal, mixed media collages, digital designs, color photography, animation, which is something new and wonderful to look at, and of course, sculpture in many, many mediums. So it really is very interesting.
Let's go over the dates once again for Blue and
Gold
at the White.
On Friday, May 18th, we have the opening, which runs from 5 to 7. And on Saturday and Sunday, our gallery is open from 11 to 4. And people can come in at any time and choose a piece if they wish, and they can be picked up on Sunday afternoon. So it's a weekend. It's usually Mother's Day weekend. where there's a lot of things going on around town, but we think that this is important enough for you to stop in and just take a look.
All right, then I'm just going to ask you a quick question. What comes after blue and gold at the White?
Well, we began the year this year with a wonderful artist, Ira Barkoff. Ira is a local artist. When I say local, he lives, I think, in West Cornwall. He is a very well-known artist who has shown in many, many places, and we're really privileged to have him here. I believe the name of the show is Into the Light, and I think the name is quite apropos because his watercolors, his abstract landscapes are absolutely fabulous, and they play with light beautifully.
All right. Well, that's the White Gallery. The White Gallery art.com on the web is the website. And, of course, Blue and Gold at the White is coming up. Tino, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us.
And thank you for coming in, and we look forward to seeing everybody to help support these wonderful students from the Housatonic Valley Regional High School.